Demand for transportation. A factor influencing carrier negotiations is how customers react to changes in the price of transportation. Typically, in a free market, when customers are sensitive to price and there's a price reduction, the demand increases. That is referred to as the price elasticity of demand or demand elasticity. It can be determined as. However, price reductions by transportation carriers do not follow suit. The aggregate demand for transportation is inelastic, which means that freight rate decreases will not increase the demand for transportation noticeably. Just because logistics notices a price reduction, it will not likely decide to increase its number of shipments. But if there's a specific mode or a particular carrier offering reduced rates for transporting containers, then it's likely that logistics will take advantage of those discounted rates and funnel more shipments to those providers if they have the right types of vehicles for carrying their products. That is, relative price differences often result in substitution. Logistics may benefit from competition between carriers who are competing by providing various service levels. Those offering faster transit time and higher service reliability may get more business. Note that the price for a service is partly market-based, but is also partly based on the level of service that is being demanded from among various service factors. For example, when logistics hires a freight shipper, the price the shipper charges will be determined by the service demands that the logistics professional requests, which will be outlined in the bill. Generally, the higher the level of service, the more expensive the shipping costs. Several components impact demand. Capable. The capabilities of the carrier must match freight requirements. If your shipments require controlled temperatures or refrigeration, only carriers with those types of abilities will be considered. If the products being shipped are time-sensitive, the carrier will need GPS or other high-tech communication to convey exact locations and arrival times. The carrier may need to do freight consolidation and offer breakbulk facilities. In another example, there is a high entry barrier for carriers to offer parcel delivery service at a cost competitive with existing parcel and postal services. Some very large retailers have succeeded. Transit time. Time in transit is the measure of time when inventory is between manufacturing and stocking locations. Inventory levels, and therefore inventory carrying costs, are a function of the transit time. Shorter transit times result in less need for inventory because there is less likelihood of stockouts over a shorter period and therefore less risk of lost sales. Improving transit time is not only a plus for logistics, it releases working capital and reduces inventory costs in the entire supply chain. Reliability. Reliability of transit times is desired so that pickup and delivery schedules stay on track and stockout costs can be minimized. Logistics may be forced to switch when a specific carrier has become unreliable in its on-time pickup or delivery execution. Direct service. Direct service can reduce cost and time in transit and improve reliability. Direct service is when a carrier is able to transport freight directly between a point of origin and the destination without additional assistance from another carrier. If a second carrier is required for a portion of the route, then total cost and transit times increase. Road carriers have an advantage with this service component. Track record. A carrier's record for avoiding damage or loss of goods in transit can impact demand. Damaged shipments are typically not accepted by the buyer and can impact the buyer's supply chain by delaying the manufacturing process if the damaged shipment contained needed components or parts. Increasing inventory levels to protect against damaged shipments results in increased inventory carrying costs. If no additional inventory is kept on hand, stockout costs might be incurred.